With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Many voters say they've had to make financial sacrifices in the past year to make ends meet. That's the word from a new survey from Decision Desk HQ and News Nation. Bernie Bennett explains.
In the survey released on Sunday, 8% of likely voters say they've made sacrifices this past year to make ends meet, including 40% who say that they've made some sacrifices and 18% who say they've made significant sacrifices. Among surveyed Democrats, 67% say that they made sacrifices, including 22% who said they made significant sacrifices. Fewer surveyed Republicans held this view, with 44% of Republicans saying that they've made sacrifices, including 33% who've made some sacrifices and 11% who've made significant sacrifices. Bernie Bennett reporting.
It is a first for the White House as a Syrian leader pays a visit. Here's Ron Taylor.
President Trump will host Ahmad al-Sharaa for talks, a first-ever visit by a Syrian president to the White House. The meeting is expected to take place November 10th. The president met with al-Sharaa in Saudi Arabia in May in what was the first encounter between the two nations' leaders in 25 years, and one that could serve as a turning point for Syria as it struggles to emerge from decades of international isolation. Ron Taylor reporting.
Former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren, says he's very concerned about the Big Apple mayoral race.
It's not like Canadian Jews or Australian Jews think, oh, I'm going to move to New York, it's going to be better, because there in New York I'm going to run into Mayor Mamdani. So they really have not that much choice. So many more Jews may be thinking of moving to Israel. They'd rather deal with Hamas and Hezbollah than deal with anti-Semites blowing up their synagogues in Melbourne.
Dr. Oren making his comments on the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. How much religious freedom do you have?
That depends on which state you live in. A new report from Napa Legal Institute ranks the states according to how well they protect the religious liberty of their residents. Sitting at number one on the list is Alabama, with a score of 86% success in defending religious freedom. Kansas comes in second at 79%, followed by Mississippi, Georgia, and Florida. At the bottom of the list, Michigan, 22%. Then come Vermont and Delaware. Michael Harrington reporting.
Federal judge in Oregon has blocked President Trump from pulling sexual education funding over mentioning so-called gender diversity. U.S. District Judge Ann Eichen has issued the preliminary injunction as part of a lawsuit filed against the Health and Human Services Department by some 16 states in addition to the District of Columbia. This is SRN News. Trump administration announcing more restrictions on members of the news media. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Reporters with White House press credentials will no longer be able to access an area of the West Wing known as Upper Press without an appointment. It's long been an area where reporters would gather to talk with the press secretary and communications staff. A White House memo cited concerns about protecting sensitive material. Earlier this month, dozens of reporters turned in access badges and left the Pentagon rather than agree to restrictions on their work there imposed by the Trump administration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
At least two people are dead in a drone attack in Ukraine's Odessa region. Ukrainian authorities say that attack targeted a car park on the Black Sea coast. It happened early Sunday morning. Three other people were wounded, two of them critically. More details at srnnews.com.